Okay, so your name and...
I'm Shannon Ledford, and I'm going to speak what I saw, what I felt the Lord was saying about you.
About Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Jeremiah, when you stood up to speak, it was quickening my spirit that the Lord is very delighted in you. He is well pleased with you, and you have a glow, a God's peace on your face. That's all I have.
Scott Backer, feedback for Jeremiah Chapman. I concur with that. You know, you had mentioned that when I got in the car, you felt comfortable. I felt the same way about you. You just have a grace about you. Looking through your family life, I can relate to that. You moved around a lot, which I kind of didn't, but you had some abusiveness and bullies that you kind of experienced throughout your life. So you had, the chaos, the adversity. You were affirmed by God early. And I got to wonder why, you got to wonder why. It's like he came to you and said, come to me and we'll get you past this because I have plans for you. And you were creative early. So when you got some clarity or some calmness in your life, that came through in third grade. You had a teacher that kind of noticed you and you won the art contest. Your life is creativity. You're leaning into God right now through education and reading and movies, and life, you know, just your life. I mean, going down to Liberty University with John, you want to experience God, what God is doing at a university that you just happen to be in town for, it was like, yeah, let's go. I mean, there was no question about it, you just moved in that direction. And that's the truth about you is just your connection with God. He is well pleased in you, and you are just creatively building to where you're giving that and spreading that with people. And your heart is with people that have been through things that you've been through. Not literally, but figuratively, foster care and some chaos and at risk. They get in a situation and they don't know how to handle that. And you want to be there for them. Possibly God came to you early to say, hey, I need you to understand this so that you can go do that for people. I mean, and you're just, that's just a wonderful mission to have. The picture that depicts you the most is the electric glory. I mean, you are the glory of God, and you got lights coming out of you, man. You're just like, plug me in, Tron, and wasn't there like a Rhinestone Cowboy or something? The dude plugged in, he had lights on him, and he was on the horse. There was some movie like that. I could just see you like all just lighted up, man, up on stage and with the glory of God. And he's just, that light, God's light is just pouring out of you. And you are worshiping God through this, through your experience and your true gifts. So your experience in life, and then these gifts that you have of music, art, and writing. I mean, when you told me writing, and I'm like, man, he's doing that too. That's amazing. And I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. You're just creative and an artist for God, And he's working on that. Words I wrote down, creative, expressive, loving, graceful, oriented. And remember, like, when we talk about oriented, it doesn't mean every day is great and it's all perfect, but you're pretty oriented. I got to tell you, and Gary said it tonight, today or tonight, that it's not going to, you got to take the bad with the good, too. It's not all happy days, And that's what God's telling me about you. I think just what's coming against you possibly is you know, you're feeling like you're rushed and you got to get onto some stuff.
Absolutely.
And so that's our culture, and that Satan is attacked. And so just relax and slow down, and you're going to get there. You know, you're going to get there. And so that's what I think, how you're being attacked. And so, you know, God is up to great for the people that really need God. And it's funny, some people in our church don't come in for the music because they don't like it. And then other, I love it. And so you're going to find people that are going to love that. They're just going to gravitate, and you're going to touch them in that way. You know, and it's, people are different how they receive that message. And the people that are at risk and love music are just going to gravitate. It's what happened to you, and you're just going to pass that, pay it forward with a loving heart. And it's going to be great. And your wife and children are lucky to have you. And then one thing I will say, being a cyclist, I was a coach. I do a thing on... with some people on diet and sugar, and I would say to you that health-wise, you should work on that, because you are such a good person, the world needs you around for a long time.
Yeah.
I want you here when you're 90.
Yeah.
Helping people still. You are so worthy. There are evil people in the world that need to go.
Yeah.
And I want you around for health reasons, to be healthy.
Yeah.
And it'll catch you at 60 or 70.
Yeah.
And that's just, and I can give you some stuff to read, and I know John works on that, and
sure.
I've had conversations with John, and that's just me loving you, and you are just, you're just a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. And the world needs you around as long as you can be here, helping others. And I love you.
This is Mark Philbrick, December 8th. 2018, giving feedback to Jeremiah Chapman. You know, as Scott was talking, a song title came to my mind that, to me, depicted your whole story, and that's God Bless the Broken Road.
Yeah.
That brought me safe to you.
Yeah.
That's your story, mm-hmm. And that's the story that you want to bring to others. it hit me. Just going back to your story, big wounds, the mother wound, the father wound, which you really didn't talk about, but an absentee father, essentially.
Yeah.
That's a wound that fortunately you've compensated in yourself, that you've committed, hopefully not as a vow, I'll never do that, you know, but being a good father, that I think is... a title that you can own. You know, looking at that early history, your mom losing it, obviously her depression, her suicidal threats, all the shame and blame and guilt that got laid on you. I just can't even fathom, you know, that car situation with her gonna kill all of you. Just the wounds that can put on a young heart, that you don't need to own any of that.
Yeah.
You know, I think of the image of Jesus on the cross, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. She was clueless. And it's hard to forgive something that crazy. That sense of, you know, that fear that brought you to be baptized multiple times, I think the fear of God initially... where you're scared, but now the fear of God out of love and respect is, that's been a transformation. you know, you took 95% of the blame, is exactly the words you used, and the guilt that goes along with that, it wasn't your fault. You know, accepting God's forgiveness, that God was punishing you, that sense of that, all of that, those lies that now God can heal you and has healed you from. I put a dot on the Christian metal band with the Good Influences. That resurfaced again with the restoration when you went back home with your good Christian friends. That every one of the stories here has been about girls too soon. You know, sex too soon, being drawn into that whole world that just spins us out of control. And but the courage, the honor, and the dignity of you pursuing your daughter like God pursued you. And how God has honored that where she pursued you back. And how now the truth will will out. You know, the truth wills out. So I wanted to sort of recap that story, because that broken road has brought you exactly where you needed to be to heal and restore all these other people. You know, with the pictures, going back to your pictures, repeating what I had said before, just adventure, majesty, rescue. That theme of rescue keeps coming back to my head. And looking at your key words, singing, speaking, writing, expressing, I wrote down, you are a channel of God's voice through these gifts. You know, that's, I sense that as your heart. I want to be God's voice through song, through word, through teaching. Family, to me, is another key word for you. The whole vacation, rediscovering family vacation, but family yourself is building a family that you didn't have yourself. Very strong. That music, artistic expression side, I really sense you need to continue to pursue that strongly. That passion for Jesus, for serving the underserved, that I think is underlying all of this. Finding yourself, finding friendship, the word connection came to me. That's a strong word for you, that I think all of this is leading to connection. And reformation. And then the to wrap it up, I think those who are deeply wounded can be deeply healed, and I really sense that in you. Also, the image that came to me was you are the pearl inside the oyster shell. All the people were seeing that stuff in your early years, you know. The oyster looks, you know, ugly and all this bullying and stuff like that, but you were the pearl of great price, and God's bringing that out of you. You're a good father to pursue your daughter. I really sense who I experience you as. Everything I've heard is heartfelt. You know, you have a song to sing, so you need to sing it. You're God's voice to heal the brokenhearted. Your love is real and tangible. And what I see is a ministry of music, connection, and really a rescue mission for broken hearts. That's the word I have for you.